All right. Hello and welcome to the latest episode of the Third and King podcast. Today is Sunday, June 2nd, and the Giants just lost a pretty deflating game to the New York Yankees, which also means that they got swept in a 3-game set at home. I think this one was particularly deflating because I think at least in game 3 of this series, there were a lot of things to like. Obviously, there were also some things not to like since they lost. And I'll get into both of those here. If the Giants finish that game off, win the game, they obviously still drop the series to the Yankees, but end up with a 500 record on the homestand against two of the better teams in baseball, in the Phillies and the Yankees. Obviously, they didn't. They end up going 2-4 on the homestand, which is only the difference of one game, but just kind of has a different feel to it. And hopefully getting on the road against a couple of teams that have been scuffling themselves gets them back on track, because now the Giants are 2 games under 500 for the season. I think that's one of the things that's been tough about the Giants season so far, is that because they've been hovering around 500, every game just feels massive, either when they win or when they lose, because they can't just seem to get several games over 500. And then, well, if you lose a game, that's unfortunate, move on to the next one. Every game just seems so important. Even after that really nice hot streak of baseball that they were playing, they still only were a game above 500, and they scratched and clawed and played good ball for almost a full 2-week stretch. And then now they find themselves in another hole because they had a bad series, and that's just really unfortunate. I'll get into some things that I liked and some things I didn't like about mostly Sunday's game, maybe some overall things from the series as well. But first, for things I like, Blake Snell out of the gate looked like himself. Gave up a solo home run to Soto, was in some trouble in the 5th inning. We'll get back to that here in just a moment. But other than that, looked pretty good, had the strikeout stuff working, and I'd say was his best start of the year so far. Now, unfortunately, in the 5th inning, he had 2 outs and threw a pitch to Alex Verdugo and got hurt. Looked like the same injury that kept him out for a few weeks just recently. Hopefully he's not out for too long, because I think he was finally starting to round into form. The next thing, at least about Sunday's game, I liked, and at this point I feel like a broken record a little bit, Elliot Ramos had himself another really nice game. He had a 2 RBI hit early in the game, had a solo home run, and I think is just playing really good baseball. He does look different to me than the last couple of years, and I've read and heard that from other sources. It's always hard to tell if it's a comfort thing, if he figured something out, if we would have seen this, if he would have just gotten a longer leash the last couple of years. But the good thing is he's playing really good baseball because he was drafted so young. He's still a young player. He's 24 years old. Hopefully this continues. They're saying Michael Conforto is pretty close to being back. I don't think he'll lose much playing time when Conforto's back. I think they'll do a little bit of platooning with Soler, you know, maybe give Ramos a day off because he's playing every day right now. So maybe he'll get a day off against a righty every once in a while. But I think that will just help him in the long term because he'll stay fresher. But yeah, I don't think he'll lose any playing time so long as he keeps playing well. And I don't see any reason to think that he won't. The third thing about this game that I liked, and this also has to do with the series a little bit, was that Casey Schmidt had himself a nice little series, especially those last 2 games. Hit a home run in back-to-back days on Saturday and Sunday. We know the athleticism and the power's there. If he can just rein it in a little bit and make sure that he's swinging at pitches that he can do damage to, I think he can be a pretty good offensive player. I don't think he'll ever be a great hitter, but if you pair that with good defense, whether that ends up being at shortstop or maybe long-term third base, I think there's something there. So always like to see Casey Schmidt do well. So hopefully that can continue. He's up because Luciano's on the injured list, and Nick Ahmed, I think, had a bit of a setback with his wrist injury. So I think we'll be getting a lot of Casey Schmidt over the next couple of weeks at least. And the last thing about this game that I liked, Jorge Soler had a really nice game. He picked up 3 hits, had a hit in yesterday's game, came in late as a pinch hitter. I think if he can start finding his swing, then I think they'll be in really really good shape. With Lamont Wade Jr. down right now, the offense leaves something to be desired. So if he can find a swing, if Conforto looks good when he comes back, then all of a sudden we've got some good at bats in the lineup. And then hopefully when Wade comes back, everything clicks. I mean, in baseball, as soon as Wade comes back, I'm sure we'll lose somebody else, or somebody else will get cold or something like that. So yeah, we'll have to see how that goes. All right. And then moving on to things that I didn't like. The first one, I'm going to say Aaron Judge. Aaron Judge is a great player. He's one of the best players, if not the best player in Major League Baseball right now. So I don't mean that I dislike Aaron Judge, but there are a couple of things that I didn't particularly care for. That being, he's on an absolute tear right now, and it's just unfortunate for the Giants timing wise that that's when they happened to run into Aaron Judge. And I kind of wanted to tie this into when they started the season off, or I guess the second series of the season was against the Dodgers, when Mookie Betts was just hitting 500 practically and just in a zone and on an absolute tear. They ran into the Phillies buzzsaw in Philadelphia for four games, and then now had to face Aaron Judge when he's on such a huge heater. Just kind of unfortunate timing. Now on the flip side of that, you know, they ran into the Mets when the Mets are really struggling, and you know, other teams like that. So that's not to say that the Giants have been unlucky, but when a player of that caliber is on a hot streak like that, he always seems to come up when in the wrong situation, at least for the opposing team. So I just feel like that was unfortunate. And then the other thing about Aaron Judge is that there's this storytelling about him where he's showing the Giants what they missed out on, and the Giants should have just paid him more money, which, I mean, maybe. But I honestly think that the way that all of that worked out was that he used the Giants for leverage, and as he should, he's probably still underpaid based on his performance. But I think what happened is that he went to the Giants, they gave him a number, and then he went back to the Yankees and they matched it. And I think unless they got to some insane number, that's just how the events were going to unfold, is that he was just going to go. He had a blank check from the Yankees. They said, go get the best offer from whatever team. The Giants gave him that offer, and then he went back to the Yankees and they signed the check. So I just don't like this narrative of this is what the Giants missed out on. I don't think it ever was going to unfold that way. I think he was always going to end up back in New York as a Yankee. The next thing I didn't like, so speaking of that fifth inning that Blake Snell came out of hurt, it was mid at bat against Alex Verdugo. Eric Miller comes in to relieve him and throws a fastball by Verdugo, making it a 1-2 count because Miller took over the at bat in the middle of the at bat. It was a 1-1 count. He came in, threw a fastball, it was 1-2. Threw a changeup down and in, probably should have been called a strike, but he then backed it up with another changeup. And I brought this up earlier in the season. It's very difficult to throw two changeups in a row and be successful with it. I think Miller gets a little bit stubborn with his changeup sometimes, and it didn't work out well. Verdugo ended up hitting a double and knocking in two runs because the bases were loaded. I don't even think in hindsight that was a bad pitch. I think it was just a bad pitch decision in general. You know, it was down and in. It wasn't a hanger, but it's very difficult to throw two changeups in a row to a Major League Baseball hitter. Could have gone fastball. You could have gone breaking ball. I think anything would have been a better pitch decision there, especially because he blew that 1-1 fastball right by him. Throw fastball up. If it's out of the zone and he takes it, then go change up again. You have a chance he swings and misses. You have a chance you hit the top of the zone and get called strike three. Yeah, I just didn't like the change up there. And I'm mostly bringing this up because it does seem like a theme with him where he gets really stubborn to his change up. He thinks his change up is his best pitch, even over his fastball. And he might be right, but it's very difficult to throw it twice in a row, and I think he got burned by it again. The third thing about this game that I didn't like was that Matos has stayed cold. I mentioned in the last episode that it was something to watch for, and he went 0 for 8 in the first two games of the series. They dropped him to hitting sixth in the order instead of leading off. He ended up getting one hit in Sunday's game. I don't think it's anything to worry about with him long term. He still has really good bat to ball skills. I think he's still hitting the ball hard. But yeah, he's in kind of a rough stretch right now. And the last thing I didn't like about this game or this series was that we have the end of Mustache May. Most of the guys shaved their mustache after the last day of May, and that's unfortunate. Some of those guys really, the mustache suits them, but because it's the end of the month, they go without it. So kind of a bummer. Okay, next up, the Giants have three at Arizona, which will be three big games. Hopefully they're catching Arizona at the right time. I think it'll be a bullpen game on Monday, and then Kyle Harrison on Tuesday and Jordan Hicks on Wednesday. So hopefully they can take that series, especially because it's against a divisional opponent, and kind of get back towards playing good baseball now that they're not playing two of the best teams in the league right now. Okay, that'll do it. You can find us on social media at Third and King Shop, or you can find our website at thirdandking.shop. Hopefully I'll get another episode or two in this week, and I'll be back again soon. Thanks.